Well, if I hadn't have been with him, I would never have made those contract packs uh-huh. with those people.
How often do you get over? Would you get over to Bristol when?
Well, back then we went about once a week, but now I go about once a year. Because I don't drive. And the girl that's in here that you met, Thelma, was just old enough to get her license when my brother died in 55. And her mother took her to town, got her driver's license, and brought her back and said, now, here she is, you can have her. And he had a brand new pickup truck, a GMC, uh-huh. and we just about wore it out of going. We'd go to Bristol and buy goods for the store. Uh-huh. And then at first, she had to take me to town practically every day because he had a lot of cars and trucks. He dealt in things like that, uh-huh. swapping and trading. And every time I'd get in the garden working good, some man up at the courthouse would call and say, bring a certain title up here right quick. She'd come and grab that old truck, and here we'd go. And that way we went to Bristol a lot. But now she has her store and her family and her home, and she can't go every time. I try to not call her at all. Uh-huh. And people at will work, since we got these industries in here. And that's another thing that I really worked day and night at doing that, because until then, our young people left as soon as they got through school. Uh-huh. They had to find employment. Uh-huh. And I worked day and night on that thing. I told people, I said, I worked day and night of getting this something for these young people to do, and now I can't get my yard mowed. But I said, I don't care, I'm old, I'll just set the weed just so they have a job.
You said did you ever travel out of the country?
No, I've never been there.
How far north have you been?
I've been to New York and Canada. I've been up in several places in Canada. Uh-huh.
And how about some of the southern states?
Well, I have never been much in the southern states. I've never been to Florida, and I do want to make a trip there. Mm-hmm. No, my traveling has been mostly up north because I have people. Now, this boy is from Maryland. I have the people I stayed with when I was in high school, my aunt, they moved to Maryland, and I used to go every year to see her when she was living. And they'd always take me then. We'd go to Pennsylvania and Delaware and New York and all those places. Mm-hmm. And then when Warren Stewart, when I was keeping him here while he was pastoring this little Methodist church, went up to Singletown and going to Emory, his people lived in New York 1 year, and I went home with him. Mm-hmm. So I have seen about all of New York. And then I made a trip to the west one time. My brother lives in Spokane. But the time I went, he lived in Idaho. And I would have gone on to California. I have been to the Atlantic, several different places, Morehead City and Wilmington, those places. And I would like to have seen the Pacific. But when I went there, it was during the... I went to take my niece and nephew home. They had brought them the year after my mother died. My sister-in-law was so good to bring those children and let them stay here with us and go to school. We'd have them for company. Uh-huh. Then the summer I took them home. And it must have been during the Korean or Second World War or something. Anyway, you'd hear it over the radio and everything. Any day they may take all civilian travel off trains. Uh-huh. And we went by train. And I was afraid I'd get caught out there and couldn't get back, but I hurried back. Uh-huh. I did get a good view of the Rockies and... I went several places in Idaho and Oregon.
Have you ever been in Georgia?
I've just been in the edge of Georgia, uh-huh. down to Trenton.
Uh-huh. None of those states west then of Georgia in the south?
No, I've never been to Mississippi or Alabama, any of them.
How about beyond the river there?
I've been to Arkansas. Uh-huh. Just over from Memphis.
Yeah,
Memphis over there.
I see. Now, where was your mother born?
Over here in Ashe County, North Carolina, uh-huh. southern North Carolina.
Uh-huh. And what was her maiden name?